T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're overreacting to COVID-19. Well, when I see numbers like this, and I see players continuously testing positive for COVID-19, or I see staff members from the Phillies testing positive for COVID-19, then you know what? It is sad that people have taken this thing as a joke, and it doesn't seem like there's an answer in sight, Jasky. It really doesn't, on how to rectify the situation.
Well, it's, and again, this is so nuanced, so just bear with me for a second. There's a lot of confusion when you talk about different counties that are allowing certain things and others that aren't. So, for example, I live in San Francisco, but if I walk 7 blocks, I'm in San Mateo County. Daly City border is right near me, you know, and you can go get a haircut and you can walk inside over there, but you can't do that inside San Francisco. They were saying, hey, everybody should be wearing their masks, even if you are within 30 feet of someone. But in San Mateo, 7 blocks over, I walk over the street. It's very different. And for whatever reason, we haven't had uniformity of the rules, and we haven't had uniformity of people actually following said rules. And it's been really confusing and frustrating for, I feel like, everyone. And it goes back to leadership, and it goes back to our local officials, it goes back to our state, and it obviously goes back to our government. I mean, this is at every single level. I feel like there's been a lot of culpability, and they all need to wear it a little, and they need to step to the plate. This is why we voted for them. We want them to represent us and show us some leadership, and I feel like we're lacking at so many levels on that.
I'm with you. I mean, I'm just with you. And listen, and I'm glad today we have Joe on, because there's the natural and very real pushback and point of view that, you know, people's jobs, you know, have been taken, and we just can't go on like small business. You've talked a lot about small business, Joe,
hard.
and I'm not. Somebody on the text lines, well, this is all easy for you guys to say. You're still working, blah, blah, blah. And I get it. And I'm not saying we got to shut down. But there are basic things you can do that will dramatically affect the bad bottom line. And It's like, wear your mask if you're around people. Is it 100% guarantee? Of course it's not. But right. The numbers are staggering in terms of the percentage that get diminished when you wear it. And then when two people wear it, it goes down even further. It's not like that hard.
The thing that's frustrating though, Steiny, and I see this all over, and I understand all elements of it. But the thing that it has hit everyone. It has hit every business. It has hit every entity. It has hit every single industry. I'm in food service. We're getting crushed right now, okay? We're getting absolutely crushed. And people say, well, retail's up. Retail is not where the bulk of Americans eat. There are 60% of Americans cannot cook their own meal. Okay, 60%. We rely on the food service industry. It's been completely destroyed. You know, everyone says, well, you could still work from home. Yeah, but none of these businesses are opened up. They don't know what the proper way to open back up is. They don't even know if they can make money while even just doing to go. Like, this is so beyond, like, well, some people can make money and others can't. And we're all screwed. Like, that's one thing I'm so sick of hearing. Everyone's screwed. And yes, some are more screwed than others, but we've all felt it. advertisers aren't spending any money on media platforms. Obviously, sports aren't playing. Everybody's screwed right now. Like, COVID has touched every single person in this world.
Yeah, I just look at my neighborhood coffee shop hanging on by a thread, Abby's, right here on 7th California. They've lost now 80% of their business. You know, so you're right, Shatsky. The small businesses are getting hurt. Big businesses are getting hurt. There's no end in sight. But I want to transition back to what COVID is doing in sports. Like, I'm thinking about this Orlando bubble that we've seen all the reports. And, you know, Steiner, you brought up Vivek Radadive, the owner for the Sacramento Kings, saying that the bubble may be the safest spot, will be the safest spot for these NBA players. I'm just like, I'm looking at Florida. I'm looking at Orlando. Employees of Walt Disney World are going to be allowed to go in and out of the bubble. How can we not be concerned about this? How can we not think like, boy, is the NBA really going to see this through? Are we really going to get a champion this season due to COVID-19? I have my doubts, Steiny.
You know, what do you guys think about this? And I don't want it to sound like the bubble is a bunch of guinea pigs. But do we owe it? Not owe it, but should we try this to get a feel for what might happen? You know what I mean? And I know,
as an experiment.
Although I don't want to, like, what if, like, for example, if they pull it off, and actually we do find out that, God, if you were in the bubble and you were washing your hands and you were social distancing and you were wearing masks and you had these rings, okay, let's see what happens. You know what I mean? And then maybe we find out, you know what, cases in the bubble were 1/10 of what cases were outside the bubble. Okay, well, let's start doing what they were doing inside the bubble. You know what I mean? Like, and I get it, it could be worse, but I think we've got to have, like, people need to see what works and what doesn't.
I hear you on that. The problem with the bubble that I've always thought was kind of just flawed is that they're not going to shut down Disney World. Well, at least that was the thought. We're going to leave Disney World open, and I guess there's going to be minimal interaction between the people that are not in the bubble, meaning staff, security, people like that. Like, right. It's just so hard. Like, everybody lives in the bubble, but that's not really how it's going to work, because there's going to be so many people inside the bubble who are allowed to go back out.
Right. Employees are allowed to go in and out. That's basically what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Like, employees are allowed to go in and out. So how do you contain a virus when guys – yeah, it does.
Exactly.
It feels really, really flawed. And then when you see the Philadelphia Phillies and you see Texas put together a workout and 13 players test positive for COVID-19 – how is this not going to happen in the NBA? How?
Well,
when you get sweat flowing, you got guys practicing left and right. Like, how do you prevent this? So, Steiny, I guess, you know, something we talked about, do you just play through it? Do you want to use these NBA players as the experiment for everybody in America? I don't think that's right. And I know you're not saying that, but that's basically how it's going to look. It's like we're using these guys as our guinea pigs to play through COVID-19 to see what happens at the end of it. And I kind of don't like that. That doesn't sit well with me.
But this issue right now is at the heart of why no one knows what's going on. Because you're going to ask NBA players, this is what I think a big problem is. Going into the bubble is one thing. Going into the bubble when everybody's coming out of a bubble is another thing, and it's crazy. Like, that's the one thing. It's like, wait a minute. You're going to put me in a self-contained environment, but everybody else is walking around wherever they want to go? Like, that, like, in and of itself, that's why we're screwed in this whole thing. Like, what are we doing?
Well, Steiny, like, whenever you do any kind of science experiment with just like a first grader or a second grader, you want to control all the variables. Well, we're going to control all these variables over here, but over there, it don't matter. You know what I mean? Like, that's crazy to me. And here's the thing, that this is the part where I still don't even know. And again, someone out there who's more educated than me, let me know. Just because you're positive right now and, you know, then you don't show symptoms 17, 18 days from now, are we 100% sure that doesn't mean you can't get it again? Like, I still haven't seen one way or the other whether you can get it again, you can't get it again. So, like, that's – there's just so much unknown.
No, there definitely is. Hey, we're going to bring in Dave Stewart here at the top of the hour, three-time World Series champion, four-time 20-game winner. We'll get back to the COVID talk and what's going on in sports with COVID-19. Also, Jamal Adams, we still haven't talked about that. We got so caught up with Antonio Brown. We'll talk about Jamal Adams as the high-flying free safety for the New York Jets has requested a trade from the Jets. We'll get to that later. But up next is Dave Stewart, three-time World Series champion, four-time 20-game winner. And he'll speak to what Juneteenth means for Black people here in this country. We'll talk about Juneteenth here on 95.7 The Game. It is Juneteenth Day here in America, so that's good stuff here. And it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank, still open to serve the community they love with full-service banking. No compromises.
At Sprint, we understand saving money for your family is now more important than ever. That's why we're offering our best unlimited deal. Switch and get four lines of unlimited for just $100 a month. That's right, four lines for $100. Plus, the plan includes Hulu, 500 megabytes of mobile hotspot, DVD quality streaming, and more. If that's not enough, to really amp this up, we're including four amazing iPhone 11s on us when you trade in iPhone 6s or newer in any condition. And now, Sprint customers enjoy access to expanded coverage on the T-Mobile network. Shop from the comfort of your home at Sprint.com, call 800-SPRINT-1, or come see us in our stores. Phone after $29.17 per month credit for 18 months credit. Apply within 2 bills. Canceled early. Remaining balance due. Requires new account. Unlimited basic after 7/31/21. Pay $35 per month per line with auto pay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Speed maximums. Use rules. $30 activation fee. And restrictions apply.
Father's Day is coming.
Father's Day is coming.
Father's Day is coming.
He's hard to buy for.
Because there are so few things he really wants.
But you can't go wrong with a fine timepiece.
Patek Philippe.
IWC.
Vacheron Constantin.
Elong Anson.
Panerai.
Breitling.
And Jaeger LeCoultre.
Shreve & Company. Luxury timepieces, fine designers, and flawless diamonds.
In Palo Alto, Shreve is perfectly situated in the Stanford Shopping Center.
And the flagship Shreve is at 150 Post off Union Square.
Sometimes the urgency of a better future compels you to act. We are in such a moment as a global pandemic and a cry for racial justice challenges communities.
I'm Joy McCarthy, San Francisco East Bay Market President for Bank of America. Our company just committed $1 billion over 4 years to help communities address growing economic and social inequality. This means providing help where it is needed most, healthcare, housing, jobs, and supporting small businesses. Along with my teammates here in San Francisco and East Bay, we commit to the important work that lies before us.
Bank of America N.A., member FDIC, Equal Credit Opportunity Lender.
Did you know that treatment for ED has advanced beyond the little blue pill? The newest treatment for men seeking optimal performance is finally available in the Bay Area from the doctors at ARC Men's Health. Acoustic Wave Energy by Gainswave is the revolutionary medical procedure that treats the real cause of ED. Now you can get off Viagra and be spontaneous again naturally. Treatments are non-invasive, pain-free, and surgery-free. A quick procedure breaks down plaque and blockages, restoring blood flow and reversing ED. If you've got ED or Peyronie's disease, regardless of your age or medical history, call ARC Men's Health to schedule your consultation. ARC is PPE compliant and taking all precautions to keep patients safe. HSA cards are accepted. For information, call ARC Men's Health at 650-407-1168. That's 650-407-1168. Online at arcmenshealth.com. Call now, 650-407-1168.
It's the Warriors Remix. Brought to you by Video Only.
For this Warriors Remix, we go back to the year 2000 when Antoine Jameson and Kobe Bryant each scored 51 points in the Warriors' overtime win over the Lakers. It was just the third time in the history of the NBA that opposing players had each scored 50 in a game.
Antoine takes it right wing. Guarded by Grant. Jumper on the way. Got another one! Back-to-back 50-point games for Jameson. The first Warrior to do so since Rick Barry back in 1967.
For Jameson, it was a second straight 50-plus game, having scored 51 three nights earlier during a loss in Seattle.
And to come back and to do it back-to-back fashion was unbelievable, and to do it against Kobe Bryant went down in history books.
In five seasons with the Warriors, Jameson averaged over 20 points per contest. With this Warriors Remix, I'm Lawrence Scott.
That was the Warriors Remix, brought to you by Video Only. Make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't, you'll be sorry.
Stop the spread of unwanted clutter by distancing yourself from all the junk you've accumulated over the years. Call Junk King today, the Bay Area's recycling-based junk removal and hauling service. Mention curbside and receive a 15% discount when you schedule your junk removal service. To ensure your health and safety is protected, we follow all CDC guidelines and offer virtual estimates, no contact payments, 100% touchless pickups, and always use protective equipment. It's time for spring cleaning. Schedule your pickup with Junk King at 888-888-JUNK, 888-888-5865. Or junk-king.com.
With a DCS outdoor kitchen, you'll never want to cook inside again. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill and see the DCS grill and accessories you need to complete an outdoor kitchen of your dreams. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill or at friedmansappliance.com.
Hey, it's me, your cousin from Boston. I'm on the radio doing ads for Sam Adams. Now I'll be known as the Sam Adams guy instead of the dude who fell in the quarry. Sam Adams Boston Lager is crisp and refreshing, which is why I bring a six-pack wherever I go, except the movies anymore. Sam Adams, from Boston, with love. Here's a legal pod. Watch how fast I can read. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly. Now, is that 30 seconds? Are we even close?
Only Wendy's 2-for-5 has all the chicken you crave. Choose from the crispy homestyle chicken sandwich, delicious spicy chicken sandwich, classic crispy 10-piece nuggets, or the legendary spicy 10-piece nuggets. But let's be real. You're going to get 20 spicy nugs for $5. I mean, that's what I would do. Enjoy a real deal with the Wendy's 2-for-5. We got you.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. A la carte only. Excludes made to crave.
Marketplace is sponsored by Kronos, helping businesses attract, retain, and engage employees through cloud-based human capital management. Kronos.com. Kronos. Workforce innovation that works.
From San Leandro to Mill Valley to Albany, this is KGMZ FM at HD1 San Francisco, 95.7 The Game.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back to BSNG. Can never go wrong with a little Hall and Notes. Joe Shasky, the Butcher Boy, and for Daryl the Guru Johnson, as we get set to talk to Dave Stewart in just a second. Four-time 20-game winner, MVP of the 1989 World Series. Of course, I was against the San Francisco Giants, a three-time World Series champion. I'm going to talk to Dave Stewart about Juneteenth Day and what's going on in baseball here on 95.7 The Game. Juneteenth Day, a lot of people, you know, Shasky, we're talking before the show, Steiny, we're talking before the show, you guys had no idea what really Juneteenth was all about because it wasn't taught in our school system, which is just downright embarrassing. It's one of the oldest nationally celebrated holidays in celebration of the abolishment of slavery in the United States back in 1865. Major General Gordon Granger ended in Galveston, Texas, with the news that the war was over and all the enslaved were now free. Now, think about this. It took 2 years after Abraham Lincoln basically signed the Emancipation Proclamation in 1863. It still wasn't enough Union troops to enforce it. People still had a problem with it. And slaves weren't freed until 2 years later when General Lee surrendered in 1865. So it is a big day, and it is good that America is finally acknowledging Juneteenth Day here in America, fellas.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. I wasn't aware of it up until, you know, fairly recently, and just happy to be educated on it, to tell you the truth. So thanks, Bonte, and I'm very sincere.
No doubt.
Yeah, I you know, it's something that you brought up. I didn't learn about it in school, to be totally honest with you. I didn't really know. I saw it floating around on Twitter maybe a couple months back. And, you know, you click and you start Googling, you're going down the rabbit hole, and you're like, how was this never taught to us? I don't know. It's just one of those things I'm ashamed to say I never heard of it really until this year.
Let's bring in our next guest here, 1989 World Series MVP, three-time World Series champion, four-time 20-game winner, Dave Smoke Stewart here on 95.7 The Game. Stu, it's so good to catch up with you on a day like today. You had a tweet the other day saying that you've been in baseball for 40-plus years, having suffered through the silence of many around you, front office or the field. Few faces reflect mine. This video of the young man, and it was a video that Major League Baseball put out, all the African-American players put out a video saying Black Lives Mattered. You said basically the video of these young men have inspired your belief in a long-awaited change throughout baseball. Stu, welcome to the show. And kind of explain that tweet there when you saw this video of every black player in baseball basically saying, I am my brother's keeper and Black Lives Do Matter.
Well, I mean, what we've got is it's a wide range of our players. We've got some of our younger players as well as some of our older players in the game today that are all standing for what needs to happen in Major League Baseball, which is change. On the field, I think Dusty Baker may be the only field manager. In our front offices, there are no people of color that are making decisions. Kenny Williams, Mike Hill over in Miami, and Kenny Williams with Chicago. So there are no people that are making decisions in the upper positions when it comes to baseball. The number of children that are playing the game and coming into the game of baseball, the numbers are down. But, you know, people have different reasons for why the numbers are down. I've always stuck to the reason that the numbers are down because it's tough for me. If I was a kid, it would be tough for me to play a game when I don't see very many people that look like me playing the game. It would be difficult for me to want to get involved in that. That's why you see a lot of black kids gravitating to basketball and to football, because when you see that there is opportunity, you reach for that opportunity.
Dave, it would seem to me that one of the things that benefits all people is exposure to all people. How do we get people to be more exposed to people of different colors?
Well, I mean, I don't know that it's necessary exposure. It's not like, and I'll stay on the topic of baseball. It's not like the owners in baseball have sheltered themselves so that they only see people that look like themselves. I mean, if you leave your house, you're going to see different nationalities and different colors and different races and all types of ethnic groups. To expose yourself to someone, you have to open yourself up to someone, and you have to understand that your intellect may be the same as theirs. Theirs may be the same as yours. Theirs may be better. But what I've always learned is that you learn from all different people. You learn from what people call the lowest to the highest. There's always something to be learned, but you have to open yourself up to understand those things. And what, like I said, what's taken in baseball forever, what's taken place in baseball forever, is that the owners have not opened themselves up, that blacks are not capable of doing as qualified a job as whites. It just not dawned on them that we're capable, and the capabilities and the qualities and the qualifications are across the board. If you've got a guy that's doing a job, you want the best qualified guy. And I just don't think that the sport has opened itself up to that yet.
Yeah, Dave, I'm curious your opinion on like the youth level, because I was growing up in the city and you were one of my idols. I'm being honest with you. You were awesome. You used to kick the crap out of the Giants, and I was looking at a picture of our old St. Mary's Park team, and it's a bunch of inner city kids. There's one of like three white boys on the team. The rest are all young black guys. And now you look around Little League Baseball and there's no inner city baseball. There's none. It's all travel teams, and it's really expensive. You grew up in Oakland. You came up playing the game in the city. How do we get more inner city kids playing baseball?
Well, I think one, you have to inner city kids. You have to make it affordable for them to play. I coached travel baseball for a number of years, and I didn't charge my kids to play. I didn't charge my kids to play in tournaments. I think that you should do travel baseball similar to what you do in high school sports or in college. The kids that have a little bit more difficulty in being able to participate, and you should pave a way for them to be able to play without you know, having to pay financially. I think also one of the reasons why I love baseball is that I had support in my house. My brother played baseball. My father loved the sport. And my father, he exposed me to the game when I was very young. The first player I met was Willie Mays. We waited for hours and hours to get an autograph from Willie Mays. The first game I ever went to was Bat Day. And on Bat Day, my father waited hours and hours and hours until a large crowd of people was only one person. It was me and Willie Mays and my dad, so that's three. And I ended up getting that autograph, and I never forgot that day. And that day was stamped in my mind and in my heart for the game of baseball forever. Willie Mays was the example of what I wanted to be as a player and what I should be as a person. And so, I mean, there's a lot of ways to get kids back into it, but you just have to make the effort and take the time to get it done.
Dave Stewart here on 95.7 The Game, the 1989 World Series MVP, three-time World Series champion, four-time 20-game winner. Stu, when you look at today, and today, for the first time nationally, everybody's acknowledging that it's Juneteenth Day. And as a black kid, I knew what Juneteenth was. A Juneteenth festival was something that black kids look forward to every single year, especially here in San Francisco, where we had it all down Fillmore Street. But over the years, they started to condense Juneteenth Day, where it was like eight blocks for a long time to maybe a four-block festival. What does it mean to you that it's finally getting acknowledged here in America? And two, do you think we're starting to make strides towards equality in America due to what happened to George Floyd on Memorial Day, due to all the peaceful protests? Where do you stand with that, Stu?
Well, having Juneteenth recognized, it was, in my opinion, it's similar to Martin Luther King. At first, nobody wanted to recognize Martin Luther King that it should be a holiday. And then it started to catch momentum. And the more momentum it caught, the more states started to recognize it, that it should be celebrated as a holiday. And I think that Juneteenth should be the same. I think that people have to recognize what it means and what it stands for. And if you recognize that, I don't see any way that you can say this should not be celebrated. I just don't see a way that you can do that. It's unfortunate what happened to George Floyd and for that situation to take place. And the protesting, the peaceful protesting, I think, has been a sign of the times. But what's even a bigger sign of the times is the global protesting. It's not just happening in the United States. It's happening around the world. People are waking up and they're saying that it is time to do something different. We can't continue to live in a country, in a world where we're fighting against each other. We need to find unity. We need to find ways that we understand each other. And if you can do that, it just makes for a better situation everywhere. And I'll tell you what's even more impressive, is that we've got our youth, we've got our kids, our teens, 15 younger, kids 25 to 30, and they're kids to me, I'm 63. So when you start getting that wide range of knowledge of what we're going through in this day and in this time and what this world is coming to and where it needs to be, when we old timers are out of the way, there is a possibility that this world will be and what it's supposed to be.
Dave, it sounds like at this moment you're as optimistic. Is it fair to say you're as optimistic as you've ever been about maybe social justice and racial issues in the United States, even if it maybe still should have been past this point?
Well, what gives me optimism is, like I said, that it's global and our youth are heavily involved and knowledgeable about what needs to take place and how to get it done. And so when the old layers wash away, the new layers come in, and that's what the world is going to be. And so, yes, I am optimistic that we're going to see a new day at some point. Now, it may not be in my time, but we're going to see, I am optimistic that we're going to see a new day.
Hey, Dave, I've always wanted to ask you this question about your career, because you started off with the Dodgers, and then you go and you face them in the 88 World Series, and it's like legendary at this point, you and Steve Sachs. What was the background story with you telling him that you're going to drill him there? Because I think one of the forgotten starts in your career, and you had so many unbelievable playoff moments, is you were winning that game before Kirk Gibson hit that home run off of Eck. You were in line to get the game one victory. But what happened with you and Steve Sachs before that game?
See, Sachs, he denies it, and I saw this on television. He denies it. If I saw him today, I'll tell him the same thing again. We were taking batting practice. Our team was coming on the field. Their team was going off. And obviously we were teammates, and I always considered us to be close. And when we were coming off the field, and he may have said it in a playful way, but he said, "Stu, I'm going to take you deep." And when he said that, I told him, "Okay, I'm going to hit you in the neck." And I think he thought it was playful, but when it comes to that kind of stuff, I don't play. And so first opportunity I got, I got him.
Stu, let me ask you this. You know, we know baseball is, we don't know if it's coming back or not. We're getting conflicting reports, 60-game season, 70-game, who knows at this point due to this pandemic. But this last Sunday we saw Long Gone Summer. I want to know if you watched it and whether or not you have thoughts on McGuire as a teammate in the steroid era as a whole.
I did not get a chance to watch it, and I actually knew I wasn't going to be home, and so I did record it, but I haven't watched it yet. I don't know where this question is going, but I do think at the time, regardless of, you know, what the two have been accused of, they saved the game of baseball.
Yeah.
They got fans to open up their hearts. They got people to turn their televisions on. They put butts in the seats for a game that was suffering from that 94 strike. And so, you know, that's what I know. That's my emotion about it. That's how I feel about it. McGuire and I have maintained a friendship and a relationship through the years. And so I always have a special place for him. Sammy, I didn't get to know very well, but at a time when the game needed something, that run saved the game.
Dave, I want to ask you about your postseason success, because it's legendary. I mean, you played before they actually introduced the second round and the wild card and all those things. I mean, 10 wins. I mean, you could just chalk yourself up basically to start in two times in a series, and you were going to win almost every single time. Why do you think no one ever brings you up as the dude who is the guy I hand the ball to in a must-win situation? Because for my money, you're at the short list. It's you, Madison Bumgarner, and I think I'm good. I think I'll just take you two.
You know, I don't. It's a tough question for me to answer. You know, I was asked back in the day. I won't say that it's racially motivated. I won't say that because people used to ask me about the 420s and not winning a Cy. The 420s and only making one all-star team.
And, wow.
You know, so when people ask me about that I don't know. I do know this. I pitched at a time when in the playoffs you pitched every fourth day, and they make a big deal about it now. I was expected that if we did it, I would start game 1, 4, and 7 in that period of time. And I wouldn't hesitate to say if we had the second level of playoffs, or if there are three levels, we only had one. There are three levels now. If we had those levels, my numbers would be as good as or better than whoever your top guy is now, and I would probably say better. But I can't answer that question why my name's not mentioned. With some of the guys that have done the things that they've done in the playoffs and in the postseason, in the league championships, I don't know why my name's not mentioned.
Well, it should be, Stu. Four-time 20-game winner.
Preach.
I know what you did to the Giants. We know what you did in the playoffs, Stu. I mean, you were a phenomenal three-time World Series champion and an 89 World Series MVP. Here in the Bay Area, we know what type of postseason pitcher you was, and I think nationally they need to know it sooner rather than later. Stuart, this was Dave Stewart here on 95.7 The Game. This was so fun, and thank you so much for the time today. Hopefully you're staying safe during this pandemic. We appreciate your time today.
Thank you. Fellas, can I mention one more thing before I get off?
And I absolutely.
I'd feel bad if I didn't.
Okay.
Because there's a forgotten man in the game of baseball, and he was the lone person to kneel. I think it's almost 4 years ago now, and that's Bruce Maxwell. Mm-hmm. We've got a lot of guys that are speaking up now that right. were playing in the game at the time when Bruce took the knee. And Tony Kemp over in Oakland said that he felt bad that he didn't partake in what Bruce had asked him to be a part of. And, you know, we've got a bunch of guys now that are out there and they're speaking. I'm glad that they are. But let's not forget that Bruce Maxwell was the lone guy to take a knee to stand up for the things that we're fighting for today.
Stu, you know what? A lot of NFL players are – planning on kneeling for the 2020 season if we do have a season. What do you think happens in a game of baseball if players start to decide to kneel?
Well, I think you're going to see it now because unlike when Bruce did it, you know, Bruce was the lone guy, but now there's a number. There are numbers now. And, you know, people are brave, man. When you're one guy, it takes a lot of strength to make a statement. When you're a lot, It doesn't take that much to make a statement, and so there are a lot of guys now that are making a statement, and I think that it's great that our young guys are doing it. I think that you are going to see some guys take a knee. I think you're going to see fist raise, and I don't think it's just going to be by the black players. It's going to be by the whites, and it's going to be by the Dominicans and the Asian, because the game of baseball is an international sport now. And so I think you're going to see it by all people, but I didn't want it to be forgotten that there was one guy, and I do believe that his career was sacrificed because he did it, Bruce Maxwell, that was the lone guy to take a knee at a time when he could have used the type of support that there is today.
Wow. I'm so glad you brought that up, Stu. So glad you brought that up. Shout out to Bruce Maxwell out there, who you're right. He hasn't really gotten a shot at playing Major League Baseball since he did take that knee 4 years ago. Dave, this was a lot of fun, man. We got to do this again soon. Take care. Stay safe. And hopefully we get some baseball soon in our lives here during this pandemic.
It's coming, brother. And I can tell you what, I'm ready for it.
I bet
Thanks,
you are.
Dave.
We can't wait to see you on TV. Right.
Thank
you so
much. Dave.
All right, fellas.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.